garden season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Child of God, it's a great day connecting with Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. From our studio, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm your friend and host of the Daily Devotional and Inspirational Podcast, Pastor Leke Toba. From our Bible, we take our reading, Proverbs chapter 23 and verses 7. Bible says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Child of God, winning must first fabricate and mold in your thought. The way you think shows the stuff you are made of. If you think you can't, then you can't. Listen to this. When a man has put a limit to what he will do or achieve in life, he has put a limit to his destiny. Never limit your capacity, for you never know how far you can go until you give it a try. Paul the Apostle, in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verses 13 said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Hallelujah. That is unlimited winning spirit. Child of God, look at the heavens and tell yourself, "I have the spirit of the living God. My God is the biggest, the greatest, the highest, the mightiest. With him, nothing is impossible. I can do it." Hallelujah. Child of God, if you have that positive mentality in you like David, you will be able to confront and conquer all things barging at you, no matter the circumstances. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verses 37, "Yet in all these things, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Child of God, yes, you are more than a conqueror. Jesus already handed the victory to you and I. The dominion is already given to us. Your destiny is in your hand, so choose whether you want to make meaning out of it or you just want to put it up for sale or for limit. Child of God, the choice you made in the past influenced the journey so far. The choices you will now make will determine the future, whether it will remain limited or unlimited. Understand that the future is now by the reason of your decisions. The decisions you make today will largely influence the outcome of tomorrow. Your mentality, if not prepared for a better tomorrow, will not be able to contain the good things of tomorrow. Remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. This month is full of divine completeness and manifestation of the fruit and gift of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, think proactively, not reactively. I repeat, think proactively, not reactively. Trust God and launch out. Time waits for nobody. Rebrand your orientation. The world has changed. There's a new normal, but of course, the same Almighty God and the same gospel. Don't do things all alone. Ask questions, seek for help, be open-minded, search for new ideas. Are you into sales? Ask people about how they make things happen. Are you into production? Ask questions. Are you into distribution? Ask, think outside the box. Are you a civil servant? Whatever you do, think beyond barriers. Don't just grow where you are planted. Blossom and be fruitful in what you do. Be a value added. Grow your relevance at home, at work, among friends, among colleagues, everywhere you get to. And of course, keep praying, for surely, surely, one day your cup will run over with all good things in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now I pray, God grant you divine speed. God incubate you with his fire for defense. God lift you to a higher ground. God make his light shine upon you. God give you a new song. God give you a new network to help you become what he designed you to be. God put a new song on your lips. In this month, you will not see shame, no sickness, no heartbreak, no business failure. Your business clientele will increase on all sides, bursting forth with satisfaction. Those whom God has planted in this season to help you will be on duty for your sake. Every venture you make in the name of Jesus Christ will see the light of the day. It will succeed. You are blessed today and celebrated in Jesus' name. Today is a good day to thank God for all those who have birthdays, special wedding anniversaries, and celebrations today. God bless your occasion. God shine his light upon you. May the good memories and celebration be sealed with the pool of the blood of Jesus. Blessings, joy, empowerment, and upliftment are yours in Jesus' name. Once again, it's a big thank you for all support in keeping the podcast on many platforms. Thank you for your effort in rebroadcasting among families, friends, colleagues. It's all about Jesus and making a positive impact. Thank you for sharing. Have a lovely day today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.